So the black community is really, really happy about Derrick Rose. I just want to let you guys know that. We're very, very happy.
Honestly, that's pretty cool.
It like, is, isn't it?
The way he broke down and stuff.
He cried.
Shows how much it means to him.
Grown man cried.
Great. He's a rapist.
Is he?
Yes.
Did Ray Lewis kill a guy?
No. Do a little homework. Lewis drove the getaway car. That's not killing a guy.
Accomplice.
Sure.
Just as guilty.
Maybe in the legal system, but he didn't kill a guy. Back off. Derrick Rose, on the other hand.
I mean, did he rape? Did you do homework on that one, too?
I did.
Really?
I did.
Or did you just go?
I read, like, the, what do you call that when they, it's not testimony, but they're, like, interviewing them before court? What is that called?
Totally spitballing. The affidavit?
Nope.
That's a legal term of some sort.
It is, but that's not.
He's just throwing legal stuff.
Yes, it's in discovery, but I can't think of like what exact. Either way, I read like the transcript of that, and Derrick Rose said Derrick Rose didn't even know the definition of the word consent.
Who does anyway? Who knows? Come on now, he doesn't know.
I did tell you to fire up the takes machine this morning. That's...
Who knows? I mean, he's a superstar athlete. You know what? What did the girl have to say? Did you read about what she said? Did she talk?
Yeah, she wasn't happy about it. Derrick Rose and two of his friends. And they...
Sheesh.
I don't really feel like I need to or want to... Go
what?
To, I mean, do we really want to talk about the details of, is this how we're coming back?
Rick's nodding his head, yes.
Is this how we're coming back by talking about Derrick Rose being a rapist?
Being?
Allegedly.
There it is. Is he on Watchdog?
We should look that. Can you look that up?
I got your back, Derek. Don't
you
worry.
Are we back? Are we on air right now? Is this how we're going to start it, talking about Derrick Rose?
I got your back, Derek.
It's going.
I feel like it's a pretty good way to start.
I got your back, Derek. Don't worry.
Adam's
a hater.
Marshall's
a hater.
Yeah, I hate rapists. Rick loves rapists.
How old was the girl? Because that'll differ if she's on Watchdog.
Derrick Rose, rape.
Watchdog. If he's not on Watchdog, he's not a rapist. Confirmed.
Everybody say hi to the listeners, please, before we continue on with this. It's been a while. Would be nice for you guys to say something.
Did you say hi?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't remember.
I don't remember it either.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the tape will just have to show.
Yeah, that is true.
There are quite a bit of Derrick Roses on here.
Whoa, okay now.
So you guys still aren't going to say hi?
Come on now, Reed. That's too far. Quite a bit of Derrick Rose's, so he's a rapist in your mind, too?
There's six of them.
Six rapists?
Yes, by the name of Derrick Rose.
Oh, I thought you were trying to make a joke.
No, there's six on Watchdog, ages from 45 to 90.
Well, that's not Derrick, so not a rapist. Confirmed. Adam is just, you know, what you'll call it, I don't know, a hater, I guess?
Isn't Watchdog just for, like, underage?
Sex offenders, yeah.
Oh, so how...
That's what I was saying. It depends on the age of the girl.
Oh.
But still. These men are filthy.
Yes. Yes, Reed. We can agree on that. Filthy, filthy creatures.
Really want to know what Derrick Rose of Charlotte, North Carolina, age 90. How long is he be on the list?
Come on now. Let
him
go.
Is he just a lifer?
Let him go. He's 90 now. Dude, he's 90 now. What more is he going to do?
Did anyone say hello yet?
Hello.
Hi. Okay, Reed.
Reed, turn your mic off.
Let's not make it like it's a chore.
You're back with that. With the attitude, we've been back for what?
Did anyone miss it?
10 minutes.
7 minutes, and you're already just...
Hello, millennial family.
Like you don't even care.
I mean, say it like you mean it.
I still haven't heard Rick.
I'm waiting on you.
If he doesn't want to.
Yeah, you don't. All right. Everyone can do what they want.
No one said you had to do it.
You're a bastard.
And we're off. That's you know we're back. Nothing's changed.
I can't find.
And you won't find.
Because you want to know why?
Because what?
Derrick Rose covered it up.
Oh, there he is. So he's also can drop 50 points and cover up his rape story.
Too. How difficult.
No, that must be hard. He must have
done. Where does he find the time?
I don't know.
Between, where does he find the
between
time?
Between in the gym and, you know, scoring 50 points and, I don't know, getting tattoos, win.
I bet you think Ben Roethlisberger is a good guy, too.
He's all right. He's all right. But he's a little bit different. Wasn't that like in a bathroom?
Well, yes. And like,
apparently, I'm sorry, but they call him Big Ben. I think he's a rapist.
He's basically Bill Cosby Jr.
Exactly.
Actually, Bill Cosby Jr. is Darren Sharper.
Darren Sharper.
Lance, you know Darren Sharper.
Lance, you
long-time
know Darren
Sharper?
Longtime Viking. Yeah. I think he's a Packer. That's the only time I can remember him as actually a Packer.
It's really weird because Darren Sharper was a. Extremely, I mean, then again, Bill Cosby, too. So then, where, you know, where do these...
Okay.
Where do I'm these...
I'm sorry. Mr. Huxtable. All right. Mr. Huxtable, the doctor.
I'm just curious where in these guys' lives they are just like...
I'm going to do it.
I have all the money and all the fame.
And I'm still going to do it.
And instead, I'm just going to drug, like, a bunch of women. Instead of just having nice, consensual sex.
I mean, I don't know. Bill Cosby has been dancing around like for so long, and now all these women just seem like, yeah, Bill Cosby did this to me.
Oh, now Rick is going to defend Bill Cosby.
Well, I'm not defending.
Are you? Because, I mean, your Twitter handle is Free Bill Cosby.
Yes, that is correct. Add me. actually, follow me. Come on now, do it. Free Bill Cosby.
Well, that, I mean, based...
It doesn't say free Big Ben now, does it?
I'm going to take a leap in logic here and say based on your Twitter handle.
Here we go.
There is something in there that leads me to believe that you're a Bill Cosby sympathizer. Just based on your handle. I don't know what it is.
You guys didn't grow up watching the Huxtables like I did.
I did sometimes.
No, you didn't.
I mean, we watched more Family Matters than we did Boy Meets World.
Oh, a lot of Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
Less Dick of, Van Dyke Show?
But I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we just have a Bill Cosby sympathizer. It's not a great look for us, but...
I enjoy the Cosby Show a lot.
That's got nothing to do with it.
I'm sorry, but when random-ass women just pop up and say, yeah, this dude did this to me. When this dude's now like 89 years old, and he's like, yeah, sure, I did that.
So, I mean, the fact that he's 89, what is that? What is
Come on now. All this time, he's just been raping and pillaging through these women, like Genghis Khan this whole time, and no one knows?
Damn it, Rick.
No one knows. No one found out. No one said a word. All these women are just like, no, I don't know. Now that they're like older, like, yeah, you know what? He did it. That dude right there. I saw him. That's the guy. Man. I didn't know where he was. He was doing the Cosby Show, and no one knew. How come? Why?
I mean, it's probably people like you
like
who
why?
Don't believe them as to like the reason why they don't want to come forward, because then when they do...
Oh, so you're trying to say like they were telling people and people weren't believing them. You're saying like, you know, a whole bunch of girls are just like, yeah, he was doing it. They're like, oh, shut up, Rachel. No, he didn't. Is that what was going on?
Potentially, just based on your reaction to it.
Well, I'm just saying. You're saying like, well,
yes,
that's what was going on all this time, and no one believed them.
I'm basing my thought process on the fact that you are currently saying that didn't happen. Because I mean, if you can say it, then
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I just find it fishy.
I mean, maybe
I don't want to call him a rapist just yet. Not just yet.
I mean, what do you need to hear?
I want more. And there's too much time. There's so much. There's a time gap. Okay, Adam. What if...
Lay it on me.
What if there is some type of, you know, there's some type of talk going around that Adam Marshall raped a girl?
Hate to see it.
You know, there was a talk. And all of a sudden, you're 89 years old. And somehow, some way, this talk now blows up. And they're saying like, oh, he raped this girl. Now, You're 89. And now all of a sudden, they're saying you did this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your family is going to be like, yep, he did it. We know that. Or is your family going to back you up and be like, okay, he's now 89 years old. How come this girl's now coming forward now? Especially if you know the guy and you just think about it. You're saying it because Bill Cosby, because you're like, whatever, I don't care. It's Bill Cosby. I don't care about him.
Yes. So what are you asking, Mel?
I'm saying, asking me. Wouldn't your friends and family, and also not saying I'm a supporter, but I'm saying other people would be like, no, there's no way he did that. Or, I don't know, there's too much going on. There's too much time. There's too much of a time frame for people to be like, yeah, he did it. I don't know if he did it. You don't know if he did it. I'm just not ready to call him a rapist, Reed.
Reed, what do you think?
Not my Cosby.
He definitely did it.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Reed says he definitely.
No, I think Reed. He totally did it.
Were you there?
I like to think I was.
No, accomplice. He was a part of it. You were the one with the pill.
There's so many people coming forward. Exactly. Their stories are lining up, but their stories line up.
Anyone can line up a story. I can line up a story right now.
Rick, just stop sympathizing with the man. Just come to this side of the fence. Accept it. It's not a good look for you.
It's not. It's.
Yeah, we're doing this again.
We're doing this, huh?
Hey, Jimmy.
Dude, I can't wait. I've been missing this fucking shit. My Fridays have been ruined since you guys took a break. Jesus Christ. You fucking consider, you assholes.
Okay, so.
Good. I want you guys to welcome in Jimmy. That's Jimmy.
Yeah, we got the whole family here tonight.
Yeah.
So 60 women came forward. Accusing Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby cruised through 60 women. Come on.
It appears so.
Put in his work.
The Huxtable?
Yes.
When was the time was he being a doctor and he had time to do this?
At all the time in the world.
All this time. 60 females. And they now come now. They're like, yep, this happened all this time. 60.
Alone, they felt like they couldn't do anything because he was such a powerful figure.
And 60
when they band
women.
Together, they're more than just one voice. They become a
like,
unit.
Was he good. In one city? Like, was he still
he's
in
Bill Cosby.
Manhattan?
He's hopping a jet going was he still, city to city with a...
Was he still in New York doing this to 60 women in New York? And no one was like, hey, man, there's this dude. I don't know his name. I don't know. Bill Cosby.
I think everyone knows Bill Cosby. I also think
exactly.
That, I think that
so 60 women are just like,
I
oh,
think
yeah.
That plays into the fact that they wouldn't say something because he's a powerful figure.
So why would they choose now? That he's 99 years old.
Okay.
He's weak.
Keeps getting older and older every time you talk about
well,
him.
Well, whatever. You guys know he's old. You've seen him.
It's just like...
Why not right there when it was a problem, shut him down? Fine. Why now that he's an old man and fully retired doesn't have anything to do. They're like, all right, yeah, now we're going to do something.
Just because you're old doesn't mean you should.
Okay, but
pay
why now?
For the
things you've done. Okay, why now? Why do they find it right to be like, all right, now we're all going to stand up right now?
Well, I think one came forward and then, you know, the rest just got the courage to do so as well.
Or did
I mean, it's not, it is far from uncommon for a rape victim not to come forward for a long, long, long time.
Hope you know, there's a lot of celebrities. A lot of celebrities that are going through a lot. James Franco, is he a rapist? Or is he like, wait, I don't even think he was a rapist. Was he?
James Franco is like into young women. Like underage women.
So is he what, a pedophile?
He's a little sick, yeah. But
oh, whoa. Oh, look at that. Where's the definitely to, well, he's a kind of, I don't know,
hey,
Reed.
If you get in the room with James Franco, you know what you're getting into.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
my
know.
Goodness.
Okay.
What the
okay,
fuck?
Okay, Reed. What are you talking about?
What is going on
these
on this
are,
podcast?
What do you mean?
They're not little kids. I mean.
Holy shit.
Okay,
man.
All right. Let's turn on the blinker and take
like
a left.
Like 17.
All right. All right, let's turn on the blinker and take
cancel
a left.
Cancel this. Yeah. Cancel this.
All right. We're gonna
what's
turn
going
blinker.
On right now?
When you get with James Franco, you know what you're getting
you
in.
Can't
you can't say that.
Say that. When you get in a room with James Franco, you know what you're getting into. What the fuck are you thinking saying that? We're putting this out, you know. People
this
are
is
gonna
happening.
Hear this.
This is happening. I mean, I was saying free Bill Cosby, but that's like whatever. I'm, you know, that's me.
Does he have any charges against him?
I don't know.
It's all allegations.
Yeah, I mean, it's all allegations. You're right. I mean,
well,
it is
I mean,
all,
there's like if you like, there's like screech.
He's not drugging girls, running around.
I don't think he's drugging.
No,
anyone.
He's not drugging
no,
anyone.
I'm just saying, like James Franco's like what. 40?
Yeah.
And he's talking to like 16, 17-year-old girls?
That, and I think, what was the thing? Like his show, I guess he was like really aggressive with the girls. Like that new show or whatever he came out with, he's like really, really aggressive. And he like talked to him the wrong way. Yeah, the Deuce. And he was like, he was talking to him the wrong way, making him feel uncomfortable and stuff like that.
I could definitely see that. I mean, we look at the Me Too movement, look at everything that's happening. And Reed says, you get in the room with James Franco, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Tough.
We have a really misogynistic group here. I didn't expect that take from you, especially after you get on Rick and then you say that.
Like, that was going to back.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That at all.
You know what, Reed? You're by yourself on this one. Adam can't help you. Adam.
One man has significant, much harder evidence against him than the other.
Yes, one has that, but you can't take back what you said. We understand allegations.
I mean, you did.
Don't know if it's true.
Well, I mean, what you said is definitely true. That's written in stone. I mean, said.
We don't know what's true, but we do know one thing.
he can have done nothing. Done we know what you think about it. And that was fucked up. Defend it.
You know what, Reed? Stand by it. I stand by Pil Coffee.
Stand by James. Double down.
Stand by James.
Do the Trump. Double down on it.
James Franco is known as kind of a sexual deviant.
Okay.
Look at the characters he plays, how he kind of strolls around Hollywood, you know, how he frolics.
So if you're a woman and you go into a room with James Franco, you have to have sex with him.
That's not what Reed's saying.
Well, what were you implying then?
Reed's saying we're not just going to have a nice candlelight dinner.
The implication is there. You should kind of be ready for it and have your guard up.
So going on a date with James Franco, best believe, like,
either you better do
you
it.
You better do like
the implication James is there.
It's James Franco. You don't think he's not going to try something? Like, be ready.
I want James to hear this. We should send this straight to
have
James.
Your Moonlight app out. Be ready.
I think it's Noonlight.
Noonlight.
Noonlight, that's what it is.
Noonlight.
Noonlight.
Have your Noonlight app out. Be ready. And just know, it's a big possibility. If you don't want it,
remove yourself from the situation. That James is going to rape you.
Now, Bill Cosby, he's over here roofing people. They're out of control. You can't do nothing. Hands are tied.
Literally. Maybe.
Okay, Adam.
Allegedly.
All right, Adam. You know, you're a part of it too now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You didn't have to say that joke.
I didn't have to say the joke, but I mean, that's...
you're just as guilty now. You're just as guilty. I'm sorry. Everyone heard that. We'll rewind it back. Or tied. Literally. Come on now.
Well,
Adam.
I mean, knocked him out, so he could have.
Did he?
He could have.
Oh, well, he could have not also done any of this.
Well,
how do we know he could have not have done any of this stuff?
Why would you believe otherwise?
What do you mean?
Why would you choose to believe?
The time frame. I think of the time frame, and I think of him as just a celebrity, as an icon, just like James Franco, allegations, Cosby, all these things. There's so many celebrities of just like, oh, now that Aziz Ansari has one as well.
Yeah, that was different though. That was
that
like,
she like that he pressured her. Like, what did he do? Yeah, like pull down his pants or something and say like. He did something. I don't know what he did.
I believe that he wanted her to perform fellatio on him several times in one night and really was very aggressive in obtaining that from her. It's the best way I can put it.
Yeah.
Icons. And now they come out and start saying these things. I think it all started with
you don't think where there, you don't Cosby you don't movement. Think where there's You don't think where there's smoke, there's fire. Where 60 women, you think 60 women are full of it.
That's just ridiculous. 60, ridiculous.
Well, I'm sure there's some who are trying to get a payout. There's probably a couple
Thank you.
There.
Now, if there's some, if there's some, then let's go with all then.
No.
Do you think that you're biased towards Bill Cosby because you grew up watching him?
No, I just think it's all celebrities as well. Just,
so you think all celebrities...
No, now some of them are real. Some of them, yeah, maybe. Who knows? But I'm just thinking, I'm taking Bill Cosby alone. I'm taking him right here. The time frame is just ridiculous. 60 women. 60.
That's Hollywood, man. They're disgusting.
60 women.
Look at Harvey Weinstein.
Mr. Huxtable. How many seasons
Harvey
are...
Harvey Weinstein.
Look at all... How many seasons are the Cosby? And he's just doing... Not only the cast of the Cosby Show is just like, no. He did not. And these are the people that are with him during all these seasons, with him.
Yeah, I mean, that's now, people just like you who don't want to believe that.
I just believe, I don't know, I just believe the time frame. I think of it as like, okay, there's so many allegations of every celebrity of just rape. I think almost any girl, if you have money and you have fame and you are talking to a female, you better just have a tape recording or something signed because this woman will try to say anything for money, just to have a voice, just to say something, just to ruin someone's career, just to do anything.
There's definitely fake rape allegations.
See, and now
I can't deny that.
Now I think about this. Why is that not backfired on them? Because now if you just say fake rape, like, oh.
It absolutely should.
It should be.
If you're able to prove that someone made up rape allegations against you, like you see way too many stories about that, that person should go to jail.
Right away. Maybe get, well, I wouldn't say get the same time as the rape charge, but something.
They should do at least a couple of years. A
couple of years for saying that, because now
you just his name is tarnished. Life. Yeah. You ruined someone's life.
His name is tarnished. He's over now.
How many like athletes have you seen that have had that happen and then they lose their scholarship? Some who even do like many, many, many years in jail.
Yeah.
And then like they lost all those years of their life just because you were
saying something, just because you felt this way.
Yeah.
See, now, Bill Cosby, on the other hand.
You got it. Why do you have to keep calling him Bill Cosby?
Fine. Bill Cosby.
It's just a better look for us.
Bill Ooh. Cosby, on the other hand.
All right.
All right, we're going to keep it that way. All of, so 60 women, that's a lot of women, coming forward saying, he did this. Out of 60 women, all true, all false.
I don't think it has to be one or the other. I think it's most more than likely not one or the other.
So you think 60 women are all correct? They all got raped by Bill.
What
Cosby.
I'm saying is that it's more likely that, I mean, I won't say more likely. I would say
so
that
you're saying more likely he like more likely all of those women got raped by him.
I would love to finish my point.
Oh.
What I'm saying is that I'm sure there's a likelihood of some probability that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 piled on. Sure.
They're just add-ons. They're just like, yes. I'm gonna jump on this now.
I'm gonna go for it too. Seems like everybody else is doing it. Sure, maybe there's a likelihood of
see,
that.
See now, is that that's not right.
How is that not right?
No, I'm saying like you're saying like they're just like, oh, I'm jumping on just to
no, that's terrible.
That's terrible.
That's a terrible thing to do.
Now you're saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now what's why are the rest so
why does
correct?
It stop?
Yeah, why is it so like, oh, those people, but the rest are probably there.
I'm just kind of going off like probability of like who's gonna who's got the like the desire to step up and say, I'm gonna change the whole course of my life to pursue a lawsuit against Bill Cosby with nothing behind it. I'm gonna try and do this and I'm gonna try and go after him with absolutely nothing, no proof, no nothing to show for it. This is what I'm gonna do. I don't think that the chances are that high that
it's not difficult. Like you just said, know how many girls with athletes. It's not difficult. You just said it. You said it's not difficult to do. It's an easy thing to do. We've
based
seen
on nothing?
It.
Based on nothing, though?
A lot of people do it based on nothing. A lot of people come forward and just say and hear things and just align stories and say like, yeah, this, this, and that. And you know what? An older guy like Bill, why not? There could be something just like, you know what? This is what's going on. And I'm going to come forward and just bring everything I got. I'm going to get the money because you know what? You get a good lawyer. You get someone to say something and push that forward. Anything can go.
You know what we're going to do? Put a pin in this. We'll do a little mini episode.
Yes.
When we can come back with some facts and some actual
research.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Instead of just
spitballing
the same stuff over and over again. We'll come back with some facts. We'll have a little court case.
I like that.
That's why you're the host.
Judge Reed will.
Yes.
We got another rape sympathizer.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about Judge Reed.
Oh, come on. I'm in the middle.
I mean, he's more on me. I mean, you know what? Matter of fact, yeah.
I'm in the middle on this one. Come on.
All right, Judge Reed. And then we'll lay out our cases for. I like that. That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. I'll wear my robe.
I'll wear mine too.
Mm. Usually just the There's judge wears the robe.
Only one robe.
All right, I won't wear my robe.
He will really. He's gonna wear his robe.
I know.
I'm gonna wear my robe,
and that could be the gavel.
Yeah, we're banging the gavel again.
We're actually banging the gavel.
Aww.
Coming full circle.
We went full circle. How nice. Well, I think that honestly, I think that we should stop it right there. We'll put this episode out. We'll let the people chew it up, digest it a little bit, and God, we might lose. Everything least, over this.
Yeah, this one might bite us in the ass. Like, this one might bite us in the ass, guys.
Not coming back stronger. Rick, you really should change your Twitter handle, though.
Not going to happen now.
It's not a good
look. He's clearly, like, his stance
on this. I'm not going to change that, Rick. It's not going
to
happen.
But we're going to come back with some, you know, and I feel like I'll be able to persuade him, and court will be in session.
Yeah, I honestly think you're going to win this, but...
I feel pretty good about it because he's in jail.
He's definitely not...
So the evidence is already like, I'm going to win, but...
Everyone knows what card I can play.
We're just going to have to wait and see.
We're going to have to wait and see, Lance.
This has been fun. I'm glad. I don't know. Maybe this is the new direction of the podcast. Maybe we're a court podcast now. Maybe we're just finding our identity. I don't know.
I like it.
This was fun. Things got a little heated in there a minute.
It got a little weird, too.
I got nervous.
It almost got, you know.
It almost got out of line.
You're silently drawing that race line when you're talking about Bill Cotton. Yeah.
Exactly.
You wouldn't get it. You don't get it. It goes deeper.
I wouldn't get it.
Oh, please. Yes, you would.
I wouldn't understand.
You're bullshit. Bullshit. Don't even do that.
I wouldn't understand that at all.
No, it is because, yeah, I think, I bet if, okay, hot take. If you polled Americans, more black people would say that Bill Cosby's innocent than white people. It's OJ. It's the same fucking thing. It's the same thing.
It's our OJ. That's kind of cool.
This is our OJ. Okay.
It'll be in textbooks.
We can't say that.
Well,
not
saying
that.
You can't say things like
oh,
that.
Oh, cool. Awesome. We got
an OJ here in our hand. That's great. People died.
Not what I meant.
People died. We'll put it in our textbooks. Textbooks.
Reed, come that on, is, Reed. Wow. What a terrible way to wrap this.
You know what? Way to close this one out.
All right. We'll be back sometime soon with our cases for Bill Cosby, innocent or guilty.